Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We laugh at zombie films, but we actually have real-life zombies.
What are you talking about, Norbert?
I'm not talking about human zombies, but microbial ones waking up after centuries or millennia of being buried in ice. They're coming to life as global warming melts permafrost in parts of Russia and other once frigid places.
Here's one example. Smallpox was eradicated in 1980, but that could change. In Siberia, in the 1890s, people who died from a smallpox outbreak were buried in the upper layers of the permafrost by necessity.
With global warming, those layers on the banks of the Kolyma River are thawing. The river's floodwaters are eroding the cemetery, and eventually the bodies, along with the virus, will be exposed.
In another example, in August of 2016, also in Siberia, a 12-year-old boy died and at least 20 people were hospitalized after being infected by anthrax. A summer heat wave had thawed permafrost around an anthrax-infected reindeer corpse.
Early in the 20th century, more than 1 million reindeer died of anthrax and were buried in shallow graves in the permafrost among some 7,000 sites around Russia. Anthrax bacteria are capable of forming spores that are extremely hardy and can survive in the permafrost for a century or more.
As the climate warms, these pathogens are re-entering our world, and like the human zombies in our movies, some pose a real threat.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.